In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
All systems are go.
Get it.
Why are you asking me questions about dramas?
Well, I was thinking about Dave Grohl versus Animal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was going to just do a sort of a quick fire thing, but I've only got three sets, three
heats.
Way,
you haven't planned this, have you?
No. It just occurred to me as I was walking down the stairs.
Scribbling it away now.
Yeah,
right.
So basically, I want your quick fire response on these drummers versus each other.
Okay.
Bonham Moon.
Bonham, all day.
Tommy Lee versus Joey Kramer.
Tommy Lee, all day.
Neil Peart, Mike Portnoy.
I'm going to do what the listeners do when they name another one. I'll go with Mike Mangini.
Taylor Hawkins versus Mike Mangini.
Mike Mangini. See, are you talking about ability, look, image? This is the thing.
I'm leaving it wide open for interpretation.
See, I've got to be honest. I would take Tommy Lee over Keith Moon as well, technically and from a performance point of view.
Yeah, but not as influential.
Yeah, but see, you're including in factors like that.
That's
you including looks?
No.
It's too many Top Trumps factors. There is.
There you go. There's your next set, or one of the sets, Top Trumps, the drummers.
The drummers. I mean, Tommy Lee... See, I'd argue Tommy Lee over John Bonham. I know people are outraged.
I'm outraged.
John Bonham in a roller coaster? Did that ever happen?
Why do we need that?
Because it's part of the whole package. That's the point. It's iconic.
John
Bonham was iconic.
Look, I like Tommy Lee, and I loved watching the roller coaster.
Yeah.
But, John Bonham, basically set the standard for just about everybody else.
Yeah.
And Keith Moon.
Yeah, you see, I would argue as a half-sensible drummer that Keith Moon technically wasn't that great. He was a showman, and he could play, but technically, drummers like Bonham could all over him. I nearly swore.
Ooh.
I'd say this is a serious debate.
Tell me about how much more you like the Limp Bizkit version of Behind Blue Eyes again.
Oh, so much better than the Who's version. I mean, if only the Who had thought about putting a speak and spell in their version. I'd say, what are you planning something for tomorrow? We'll have a big debate and we'll have the shortest show on the radio. We'll all of a sudden become the longest show on the radio.
It's already done that today.
To get bits of Planet Rock which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook or Twitter.